You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited for our next guest.
Yes, we have a very exciting guest in studio. We have Bubba Mills, the CEO of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching. Welcome, Bubba.
Well, thank you very much for the invite. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
It's
a good way to spend it.
It's the best way to invest it is the way I like to explain it.
So, Bubba, I'm going to give just a quick little brag bite about you because you have a really wide background. I mean, you've done all kinds of things from the mortgage side to real estate side. And at Cornerstone Mortgage, we are having a special event coming up on April 7th for realtors, and you are going to be one of the keynote speakers for this event, and we're really excited to have you in town for it.
I am, actually, and you know, Terry Murphy's not here with me, so I'm going to give her a plug real quick. Terry Murphy's also going to be speaking of this, who is a near and dear friend of mine. Absolutely amazing speaker. This is, you know, and I can't believe you're not charging for this.
Well, it is a free event because it's really kind of a private event that Cornerstone Mortgage is putting on just to add back to our realtor partners, because we focus on the purchase business at Cornerstone Mortgage, and we really want to invest in the businesses of our real estate agents that we partner with and try to give back to them. So we're limiting this to only 200 people that can come to the event. And I know if you're listening right now, you're probably going to want to find out information on it. And if you visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, we're going to have a link on there. Look for realtor event, and there's going to be a link to the Eventbrite section, and you can go ahead and register for the event right away. But just know that 200 people is going to fill up very, very quickly when that's all that we allow. Bubba, you put on a lot of these events. What do people have in store for them? What do the agents have in store when they come to this?
Well, I'm telling you right now, pen, paper, and an open mind, if that's all you got to bring to this, it's life-changing information. I mean, you know, my cohort, Terry and myself, we've both been in the mortgage and real estate industry. I started in 1989, and I think Terry got me a couple of years before that. What we do is basically hands-on teaching. So, we talk about how to be able to have consumer relationships, between marketing, advertising, communication, consumer confidence. No matter what we talk about, you're going to have nuggets that you can literally change your business within 24 hours.
And if there's a consumer listening right now, which is a big part of our listening audience at FM News Talk 97.1, what is the benefit to the consumer when a realtor goes to an event like this?
So we're all consumers. You know, the blessing that the consumer has is the education that we do provide to the mortgage and real estate industry. Companies like myself at Corcoran Consulting and Coaching, we coach small businesses and multi-million dollar companies across the United States. So it's not just real estate and mortgage. We coach all types of industries. We are all consumers. We work with Fortune 500 companies down to small businesses in your local community. We work with the best techniques. I'll tell you right now, when you talk about core values and culture, I'll tell you what my company's number one core value is. And tell me if you're a consumer, if this resonates with you. And that is clients first.
Yeah, that resonates.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So if you understand that at the end of the day, it's about your experience with the companies that you're doing business with, I'm telling you right now, when you talk about clients first and you talk about Cornerstone Mortgage, you're not going to get a better experience. Mm-hmm. In today's market, everybody's technology. You know, that's great. It only gets you so far. At the end of the day, it's about human contact. It's about getting the job done. It's about getting the results that you're looking for, and that takes people. You know, and it's the client experience. And, you know, for all the consumers that are out there, you know, pick up the phone and call. And I'll tell you right now, you know, you can shop rates all day long. You know, rates are great. It saves you $10 a month. Woohoo, go for it.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
It's not all of it. No.
Yeah.
It definitely is not all of it. And what I like about what you said is that when it comes to the client experience, what I've learned is the client experience does not to have a fantastic client experience, it does not happen by accident. Okay, for people who just learn to do the checklist of items that is required to close a loan or close a real estate transaction, okay, there's no rocket science to that, and that client experience is going to be okay, but it's not going to be hitting out of the ballpark to totally exceed somebody's expectations unless – and that's where the coaching comes in, mm-hmm. is to help create a world-class client experience. And at Cornerstone Mortgage, we are fortunate because – our clients are so excited by the end of the process, and we get a lot of kudos that we don't even ask for. They just couldn't believe how easy the process was and how much everybody returned their calls promptly, or they picked up the phone when they did call in, mm-hmm. and we gave a lot of proactive updates. So we're very fortunate for that, and I love the way you guys coach to that.
And it's funny because one of our coaching methods is, look, everybody can pay for leads. Everybody can pay for business. You can pay for radio, for TV, for commercials, for postcards. But there's one thing in life that you can't pay for, and that's a referral. Mm-hmm. So when your buddy says, hey, you need to use this company, you know what? You can't pay for that. It has to be earned. And when Cornerstone Mortgage,
and literally you can't pay for it because it's illegal.
Right. That's true. Well, but here's the thing. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to send you to my doctor if my doctor's horrible. I'm not going to send you to my car dealer. I'm not going to send you to my loan officer if I had a horrible experience with it. You know, it has to be earned, you know, especially something as large as working with real estate and mortgage. I'm telling you right now, There's medications that can fix your head after a dealing this big. It's a large investment. And I mean, it's an emotional investment, not just business. It's an emotional investment. And if you have a horrible experience, even though you had the best rate, you know what? It's something that you'll never want to do again, nor will you ever refer your friend or family member to your loan officer or your real estate agent if it was the experience, not the rate. So when you go to a Cornerstone, you go to, realtors that attend these events and learn the right way and learn the client experiences that consumers are looking for, it's night and day. I mean, really, it is night and day.
Well, and the consumer experience is frequently in proportion to the size of the advertising budget, but it's in reverse proportion, okay, because the best companies that operate on referrals don't need to spend a bunch of money on advertising. And in turn, not only can pass along better deals to the consumer because you don't have a massive marketing budget, but we know we have to perform because it's not a transactional business for us. It's a relational business.
Amen.
It's all about the relationships. And the companies that do the mass marketing, they know that their next commercial is going to bring in their next customer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to have they don't necessarily have to hit it out of the park when it comes to customer service. And they can charge higher rates and fees. They pretty much have to pay for all that advertising. In fact, several of those companies, I know people really well at them, and some of them, 50% of their total revenue has to go to marketing.
True.
That's expensive.
And, you know, I don't want to go too big on this thing because we have a lot of clients that have a lot of celebrity endorsements, like a Barbara Corcoran, Hannity, Beck, all that kind of fun stuff. The interesting part, like you said, the client experience is a relationship. It's not paid for. It's not. Advertising is a very, very interesting. You can have commercials. You can have TV ads. You can have billboards. You can have postcards. You can have anything. That means absolutely nothing if it's just the phone ringing. However, if you're not satisfying what the client's looking for, your budget is horrible. Small town companies that are not these huge mega brands that are out there blasting out the airways that aren't standing behind their words. It's just words. What I'm looking for are actions.
I like your quote, Bubba. It says, my business card is made of paper, but my handshake is made of gold.
Yeah.
I love that because that really speaks volumes of how willing you are to create a relationship because it is beyond the business card. How many of us hand those out? And did we leave a mark with the consumer? Did we leave that mark with the individual that's standing in front of us? And I think that's so important. So important.
I definitely agree. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Bubba Mills, the CEO of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching, one of the top real estate coaching companies in the country. and mortgage consulting companies in the country. So we are having a private event. It's going to be on April 7th from 9 to 1 at the Frontenac Hilton here in St. Louis. And it's only going to be 200 realtors that we're going to allow into this private event. You can visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And if you're one of the first 200, you'll be able to get in. Mm-hmm. And it's part of Cornerstone Mortgage, our commitment to the real estate community to help them build their businesses and help partner with them. Because the deeper our partnerships are with our real estate agents, the smoother the transactions go for you as a consumer. So, Bubba, any closing thoughts on when we're talking about the real estate event and why somebody should go if they're a realtor that's listening?
Yeah, a couple of things on that real quick. Please do me a favor. If you register, attend. Because in a lot of these events, I'm going to tell you right now, for this event to be at no cost to you is amazing. I mean, they're covering the cost of myself and Terry speaking fees and travel fees and hotel fees, everything else. These things are not cheap to put on. If you're going to come, make a commitment. So please don't take a spot that somebody else really wants to come. If you're going to reserve a spot, please make the effort and be there. If not, please do not reserve a spot so somebody else can make that. Two, I'm telling you right now, when you come, you're going to get nuggets that you are going to be able to implement in your business within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're going to have some life-changing education from them. And you know what? Again, I'm hoping everybody after this event goes back to their office, sits down with a pen and paper, and writes a handwritten note card and sends it to Cornerstone Mortgage thanking them for this event and for it being complimentary at no cost.
So if you want to be one of the 200 that get to attend, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the realtor event, and we'll have the link to the Eventbrite event where you can register for it. So, Bubba, if you have time to stick around, I have some more questions for you on things that consumers need to know when they're choosing a mortgage company or choosing a realtor. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local farmer's agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
I'm glad to have Bubba Mills with us today.
Yes, we have Bubba Mills, the CEO of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching. Bubba, you've been in real estate, mortgage industry, and many things related to it for many, many years. Give us some of your background just so we establish a little credibility with our audience.
So I'm diverse. I am the serial entrepreneur. mortgage, own mortgage companies, real estate. I owned a collection agency. I owned an identity theft protection company. I have, if you name it, I've done it. I'm that kind of guy. I did pool sales. I did one pool sale for $325 million, which is an FDIC pool sale. I'm that guy.
Now, when we say pool sales, we're not talking about a swimming pool.
Well, if that was, that thing would have been huge.
Yeah,
What
is a pool sale?
Yeah. And back in the day, there was actually called tapes or pools because they were actually reel to reel tapes that we used to have back in the day. So they are negative, defaulted assets, which were REO properties, real estate owned properties, mm-hmm. From FDIC insured. There's also HUD, Fannie, Freddie, USDA, VA, Bank of America. They all
After they foreclose on a property, right. They take it back into their possession. Now they have to do something with it.
Yeah.
They counted on agents like you that knew what to do with those properties.
Yeah. So basically I was the in-between. So I would find hedge funds or venture capital that would want to buy them, mm-hmm. negotiate purchase. So, yeah, I mean, literally I lived the life of, what was that show on TV? The Big Short or, yeah, I literally, I did everything that that show did. It was, it's a, that's a whole nother segment. I mean, that would be fun. I mean, I would love, love to talk about that someday.
Yeah, you probably saw some amazing things.
Yeah. It, and you know what? It's not as bad as what everybody says it was. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, news just doesn't justify a lot of the things that, that really happened. It wasn't as dirty. And trust me, there was things that aren't the best, but it wasn't all as dirty as everything was played out to be.
Yeah, they want to sensationalize the dirtiness of it. But in the end, it was people that weren't making their payments that were getting foreclosed on. And they could try to villainize the lender for having to foreclose. But, mm-hmm. yeah, there's a reason they take collateral on a loan. People mm-hmm. aren't making the payments. They yep. have to take the collateral back. You guarantee they won't wait very long to take your car back if you don't make your car payment.
Right.
It's going to be on a truck. You're being driven down the road away from you.
That's right.
Yeah, and we proved that there's people know when they can qualify for a loan, and people know when they have to say, I don't have any documents to prove. I have documents, a passport to prove I'm a U.S. citizen, but I can't prove my income, so I'm willing to pay 8% interest. Can I get a house? And, okay, you know where you're in, you know what I mean? So you're willing to assume the risk just as much as I am. So there's right. a lot that goes with
that's
that.
That's right.
You know, so
let's talk a little bit about how you got moved. You were moved into Cochran Coaching.
Cochran.
I'm sorry.
It's
all right.
I've been called a lot of things.
Sorry about that. Because you're not only a real estate coach, but you coach small businesses as well, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, actually, myself and my beautiful wife, Beverly, we had a coaching company in San Diego. We're actually transplanted here. We merged our coaching company in with Corcoran Consulting and Coaching mm-hmm. in 2010. And yes, I moved from San Diego to O'Fallon, Illinois. big change there. And
big,
actually
big change, but there are pros to that also.
There are. I'm telling you, I love winter. I hate, sorry people, I do. I don't like the ice, but the snow is amazing. And you guys are so slow. I love it.
You hit that speed bump, didn't you? Slowed you down.
It's beautiful. And we actually bought out our business partner November 2015, and me and my wife own Corcoran outright.
Awesome.
I have coached my first public speaking. I taught the FDCPA, which is the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, at Pierce College in Tacoma, Washington, in 1991 to Weyerhaeuser and John Deere. So I taught people how to legally collect debt and the right way to do it and the wrong way to do it. So I am a member of the National Speakers Association, and I speak internationally for any companies. So people hire us to come in and teach classes on culture. I come in and do keynotes.
Nice.
I do sales training. I do operations, systems, marketing, advertising, social media. We've got a company that came to us in California. Marijuana is legal, and he says, I want coached on how to open up a cannabis shop.
you're all in, huh?
And it's funny because if you talk to our real estate clients and you ask them, hey, did Corcoran teach you how to sell real estate? They're all going to say no. They didn't teach me how to sell real estate. They taught me how to run a business.
That's
what we
yes.
do.
What it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is really underestimated mm-hmm. on the importance. And people mm-hmm. think that they're going to get into real estate. And if they just look at it on the surface, yeah, they're going to help people buy homes mm-hmm. and sell homes. But there's so much more to it if they really want to grow that as a business and make a living doing it. Because most agents don't really make a living doing it.
No. It's I call them hobbyists. You know, most agents, I think NAR statistics say that most agents do between 3 and 4 houses a year. That's part-time. You can't make a living doing
that. That's poverty level.
Oh, yeah. It's below poverty. I can work at McDonald's and make more money than that.
Right.
You know?
The 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, absolutely applies to realtors. That the top 20% of them are making 80% of the income.
Yep.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about realtors, Bubba, and in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Bubba Mills, the CEO of Corcoran Coaching and Consulting. So, Bubba, we're talking about realtors. For a consumer that's trying to choose what realtor out there, What are some of the best methods you can give them?
I like real people. I like, in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, I like teams versus just a single agent. I'll explain to you why.
Yeah, so as a consumer, you think it's still important for them to choose a realtor that has a team.
Yeah, a realtor that has a team or somebody on a team. You know, you see all these people on like TV and radio. You know, most of those people, you're not going to deal with the person on the TV or the radio. You're going to deal with the entire team. And the reason why I say a team versus an individual is because there's departments that specialize in different aspects of the transaction itself. So there's different parts of real estate. You know, one is and agents are great at negotiating and contracts. Okay. So, you know, they get you into the house. If you're looking to buy a house, you know, they're great at showing you houses and getting you into contracts. And then after that, most real estate agents are horrible at operations. They're terrible at paperwork. That's not what they're good at. They're master salespeople. So if you've got somebody after that point, if you're on the buy side of it, if they have a team, they've got somebody that handles the operational aspect of it. Right. You know, the appraisal, the follow-up, you know, all that, working with the title company, so on and so forth. And it's the same thing if you're picking a listing agent. If you're working with a team, they have a department that has a marketing and advertising department that works with photography, videography, getting it on the MLS, putting it on the multiple social media, multiple online, doing open houses, having a department for negotiation, so on and so forth. So you're getting multiple people working on you. For the same price as one person doing everything for you.
Right. I think in life, when you can be working within your genius zone or within your unique ability, life is so much better. Because when it's something that's truly a unique ability for you, it's something that your instincts tell you to do and it's very easy for you. And if you can break up an entire real estate transaction and you pick people for each phase of it that are working within their genius zone and within their unique ability, where their instincts tell them to do that paperwork and handle all the administrative stuff, or their instincts tell them to be on the phone negotiating your deal, it ends up working out so much better for everybody because you're going to have happier employees that are on that team because they're all doing things that they're really good at. And it takes really good coaching, like what you guys do, to help people find those team members that are going to be working within their unique ability.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we call it systems, and I don't care what company I coach, no matter what industry you're in, the systems is a backbone of your company. And it doesn't matter. And really, I do define companies into two different types. There's a solopreneur and there's an entrepreneur. And a solopreneur is just an individual who wants to have a company. So I usually consider that the 14 or 15-year-old kid that comes over and babysits your kid when you want to go out to the movies at night, or the kid that washes a car. That's a solopreneur.
Sure.
Right? But if you really want to build a company, you've got to build a team around you that lets you focus on what you're an expert at. I call it the 7-Eleven trick. If you have everything for everybody, you can't be an expert at anything. You're a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. Stay focused on where you're at.
So real quick before we close this segment, if they're looking to buy a house, okay, how much does it cost them to have a buyer's agent? And I know the answer to this, but I think that a lot of people out there don't. And so give us a quick briefing on that. How much does it cost somebody to use a buyer's agent, and why should they?
Okay, I want everybody to get their checkbook out, and I want you to write a check to a local nonprofit for whatever you feel like donating for this free advice. Okay. It doesn't cost you anything. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you hopefully the best advice you've ever heard in your life. And that is, do not do business with the agent whose name is on the sign at the listing. They have a fiduciary responsibility for the seller. So if you can, find a buyer's agent that is after your best interest.
They have to legally represent your best interest. And that's important.
Yes.
And all of the commission is paid by the listing side.
Correct.
It is free for the buyer.
It's free for the buyer. Now, and here's some cases, okay, and if you're working with some larger teams, and you'll know if they're larger teams or not, some larger teams literally, in a lot of teams that we coach, we have departments. We have listing specialists and we have buyer specialists. So if you do work with a larger team and you happen to like an agent that's a buyer specialist and you want to make an offer on a property that they have a listing on, those two agents cannot communicate. They're two different departments that have the best interest of each party in place. And there are full disclosures made up place. There's no cross communication at all on those. In those rare circumstances, those are okay. But, you know, a majority of the time, you're better off getting an agent there to protect you as an individual.
I love it. So this is Bubba Mills, CEO of Corcoran Coaching and Consulting. Actually, consulting and coaching. Have it backwards. Sorry.
It's okay.
And Bubba, if anybody wants to reach you, I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. I know that there's going to be people are going to want to reach out. We have a large audience of real estate agents that do listen, and they're going to want to get coached, and several of them may reach out to you. So if you have time to stick around, next we're actually going to be talking about a high-level discussion on how to choose your next mortgage lender. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Josh's legendary fishing story started with a morning like any other. He reached the dock and jumped from his truck. He was headed to a remote cove on the far shore. He'd mapped it all out and forgot to put on his truck's parking brake. But the sunken truck was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Not so amphibious vehicle. July 11th, 2015. Talk to a Farmers agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local Farmers agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, and Bubba Mills, the CEO of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching. Welcome back, guys.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
I love having another expert on the air. I mean, you've been around mortgage and real estate for many, many years, several decades. And a great bevy of knowledge to draw from.
This makes me feel old.
We'll just call it experience.
There you go. Seasoned. Thank
wisdom.
You.
Yeah, seasoned. That sounds great.
Yeah, when I think about 21 years in the business for me, it's enough time to know what I'm doing. It's enough time to have the battle scars. Definitely can make you feel old sometimes,
right.
But I still feel young.
Here's a quote for everybody out there. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
I've never failed at anything in my life. I just know how not to do it 25 different ways.
There you go.
There you go.
Love that.
All those lessons learned the hard way.
We've been talking a lot about this, about real estate, and we typically do on the show, but the lending side. Bubba, what do you think people should, because we're out there searching for the house to buy, but how many times do we really slow down and find the lender to use to buy that house? What is some advice you'd give?
So, first advice is quit looking for a house until you get pre-approved.
That's right.
I think we're doing it the wrong way.
Agreed.
We go through a huge emotional roller coaster. You find your dream home and you're loving it. And you got to go get pre-qualified. And then all of a sudden it's like, you can't afford that house. And then you want to go find one that's less and it doesn't meet your qualities and it's an emotional roller coaster. Stop it.
That's right.
Just call Cornerstone, get pre-approved. It doesn't take much time. Know what your buying power is and then go find your dream home. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, when you're looking for a lender, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that have changed. We are now in 2017. We are in a technological world. My son texts me from the front yard when I am in the front room 7 feet away with a wall. Dad, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like, walk 7 feet and I'll tell you. There's a lot of technology today. However, I'm going to tell you right now, if a loan officer is not willing to sit down, shake your hand, look you in the eyes and have a cup of coffee, I'm still old school. And you know what? My son's still the same way. When you're talking about one of your largest financial purchases,
oh my gosh,
look him in the eyes. Right. Eyes don't lie. You can lie to anybody on the phone. Right. They can be looking the other way, multitasking, BSing, I'll put it a nice way.
Right.
Okay? Handshake's a lie.
Agreed.
I love that advice. I mean, it's something that I want to meet face-to-face with every one of my clients. Every one of them, as a licensed mortgage lender, it's important, the advice we give. And when I'm sitting face-to-face with somebody, I can flush out so many different things in the questioning process. And part of your company name is consulting. Okay, it's consulting and coaching. And on the mortgage side, I consider myself more of a mortgage consultant than a loan officer, because consulting is about asking questions. And I always make a big effort to try to ask the right questions to get the information that we need so that I can advise them on making the right decision. And when somebody's trying to use an online lender, they may appear to be the cheapest. Okay, but if you think it's expensive to hire a professional, wait until you hire an amateur. Okay, it doesn't work out so well. And what's funny is that at Cornerstone Mortgage, our rates and our fees match pretty much any internet lender out there, but they still get the face-to-face approach. Right. It's what's helped us build into the second largest lender in Missouri.
What's your opinion, Bubba, about internet lead, lending?
How long is this show? So I'm tell you this.
Yeah, 1 minute. So
it's for people. It's not for anybody that I know. If you go internet, one, you don't know what product you're getting into. They give you the little blurbs. A lot of them put you into products that can get a higher resellability on the back end of it. So they make it look really sweet up front. So you can get that product. Here's the thing. I'm not going to go buy a house without the protection of a real estate agent. I'm not going to go get a loan without the protection of a loan officer. I've got nobody to go after. And there's no way I'm going to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars of my hard-earned money just to save $20 a month. To me, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Absolutely ridiculous. I've got stockbrokers, I've got financial advisors, I've got real estate agents, and I've got mortgage lending. I'll tell you right now, I don't do my own loan, and I don't buy my own houses. And there's a reason why. It's because there's an emotional attachment to those.
Sure.
I won't do them myself. Okay? And there's a reason why. And I don't expect you to do them yourself. And I've been in this business for over 20 years.
Great advice. So it's Bubba Mills, CEO of Corcoran Consulting and Coaching. Bubba, we're going to make sure all your contact information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look up Bubba Mills. If you're a realtor and you want to get coached, or a mortgage professional and you want to get coached, great company to go to.
Yes.
Bubba, we really appreciate you taking the time coming in and spending with us.
Appreciate it.
So don't forget that becoming smart with your money is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., subscribing to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com, or by listening to our podcast, Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. We'll see you next week.
The forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
But the scorched house was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Hot potato, July 25th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local farmer's agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.